This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Let's talk to Shiel Kapadia. Man, he does a spectacular job covering not only the Eagles, but the entire National Football League. Of course, you can always follow his work for with The Ringer and at Shiel Kapadia on Twitter. And it's always an honor to have Shiel on the show. Shiel, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Amazing.
So, Shiel, a lot of ways to go. I want to start with this. James said something earlier. I haven't processed it all yet. I tend to think the answer is no, but they're up there. James said earlier he thinks this is the best NFL team in the salary cap era, which began in the mid-90s. My gut feeling is that's unlikely, but, maybe top...
For just 1 year, obviously, yeah.
Maybe top five, maybe higher. Do you have any sense of that? You know, we're leaning in today to the greatness of this team, and it is exceptionally great. How great?
I hadn't thought about that, honestly. My gut would say probably like a no on that, just because there have been other teams, obviously, that have had have been the one seed in their conference and run through. But I'll tell you what, there is a case for it.
Yeah, there is.
You look at what they did during this playoff run and what they did to these four teams. I mean, they outscored their opponents by 68 points. The only two other teams since 2000 did better than that. The 2000 Ravens and the 2002 Bucks were the only two teams that outscored their opponents by more than 68 points. So what they did to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid is really unprecedented.
Think about those defenses for those teams. Yeah. Those defenses were just so dominant. Just complete teams is what we're talking about. That's what it feels like.
Well,
we fit right in with that group.
And where this team, I think, is different than those two, this team has a better offense.
Yes.
2000 Ravens, 02 Bucks,
a way better offense, arguably.
Probably
than the 2000 Ravens.
Absolutely a way better offense that can always be right. And let's get to that, Shiel. How good was Jalen?
How
great
was
Jalen?
Yeah, he really saved his best for last. These last two games, he was incredible. I would say his two best games of the season. In this game, he was so decisive. He was pushing the ball downfield. We've said it for years now that he throws one of the prettiest deep balls in the entire NFL. And there were games this season where we said, why aren't they pushing the ball downfield? Well, he did that in this game, and he was on point time after time after time. And then with his legs, back-breaking scrambles, he had 60-yard scrambling in this game, third down conversions, you name it. And so he was fantastic in this game. He was fantastic in the NFC Championship game. I mean, if you look at those back-to-back games and compare them to other quarterbacks just in terms of a two-game stretch when the lights are their brightest, when the stakes are the highest, and you want a guy who's going to come through in those spots and who's not going to turtle in the moment, that's exactly what Jalen Hurts showed you.
Yeah.
And it's one game, but it changes everything about how anyone in the city will look at Jalen Hurts and the legacy he has, regardless of what happens the rest of his career.
What was the key to beating the blitz? Steve Spagnuolo heralded for always having the timely zero blitz getting home, and it never worked. Jalen seemed to have an answer for everything.
He had answers. You know, it's exactly like we talked about after the Commanders game. We talked about it at various times this season. When he knows what he's looking at and he's decisive and can get rid of the football, and that, you know, that wasn't always the case. Sometimes he was holding on to it and creating in this game. So we know what a great version of Jalen Hurts looks like. It's a guy who's getting rid of the football. It's a guy who's attacking downfield. It's somebody who's scrambling, who's not creating negative plays, who's a factor in the run game, and he did all of those things at this time. You know, I was looking at every quarterback performance against Steve Spagnuolo, who's going down as one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL. He's coached 25 playoff games. If you look at it statistically, this is as a case for the best quarterback performance ever against Spags in a playoff game, the way Jalen Hurts played here.
Yeah, I believe it. It looked that good. How great was the play calling? We know that Kellen Moore no longer going to be our offensive coordinator, but how much of that excellence was due to him doing the right thing by Jalen, getting Jalen rhythmic, getting Jalen into what he was comfortable with?
Yeah, I mean, what was different about this game in terms of the play calling and really offensively is that the run game stunk in this game. They couldn't do anything. And so you really had to lean on the passing game. You know, when you look at Saquon Barkley's numbers and averaging whatever it was, 2.3 yards per carry, this is one where you had to really rely on that one dimension of the offense. And I do think they schemed some nice stuff up. I mean, the touchdown to A.J. Brown, they did a fantastic job. He's getting matched up with a linebacker who's got to fight through traffic, and that's going to be a win every single time. So it really was a combination of the two things. There certainly were some times in this game where I said, okay, they did a nice job there of scheming stuff up. They, you know, Dallas Goedert had the explosive play early on, but I would say, you know, it was more so the players, more so the quarterback, where he's got to play at a high level. Listen, there's another scenario where if this passing game isn't good in this game, it's a rock fight in the fourth quarter, and you're still going to win, you know, but it's still like one of those ugly, two-score games, and all of a sudden the Chiefs have a chance, but they never gave them that opportunity with the way Jalen Hurts played.
And amazing. On the other side of the coin, though, our defense made Mahomes look completely lost, and I don't think that I've ever seen it to that degree. We know six sacks is the most he's ever been put down in a game in the post or regular season. There was never a point where it felt like he had a chance until it was garbage time. How did the defense get that solid against Mahomes?
This was the best defensive performance ever against Patrick Mahomes. I'm convinced of that. I was looking at the number. I was looking at everything. You're right. Those garbage time numbers skew things. You look at the first three quarters of this game when the game was over, when the game was decided, nobody in NFL history.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Has done that to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in a game. And so Vic Fangio's game plan was that we're not going to blitz. We're going to win with our. They did not blitz a single time in this entire game, and they won with their front four. And then they played zone coverage. They had two snaps of man coverage in the entire game. So they said, we're going to play tight zone coverage. We're going to know our rules. We're going to know their route concepts. We're going to play tight, and we're going to make sure our pass rush wins. Josh Sweat played the game of his life in this game. You know, we've talked about Sweat in the past, and it's a good player, has had a nice career. No one was talking about him in terms of what we saw on Super Bowl Sunday last week. I mean, he was dominant in this game, and really it was a team effort. All those guys up front, Milton Williams, Nolan Smith, good in this game. Jalen Hunt, I mean, we can go on and really name everybody. This was a Vic Fangio masterpiece. And this was one of the best defensive performances in Super Bowl history.
You know, Shield, one thing that struck me, I thought Andy Reid had a terrible game. And maybe there's only so much you can do when your linemen can barely block the other dudes and your wide receivers can barely get open. So I understand he's, you know, handicapped from that standpoint. But three things really stood out to me. One, I certainly don't know that Kansas City was emotionally ready. I'm not saying they weren't, but it looked to me like they might not have been. But schematically, two things I thought he really fumbled. He didn't have barely any runs in the first half when the game was, you know, still a game.
Runs, period.
Yeah, but I mean, when the game was early and you could still run and have time for all that, he didn't do it. And the other thing is, he didn't roll Mahomes out until the second half. Like, there was nothing to move the pocket. And when he actually started doing that in the second half, they had a little bit more success. Like, this reminded me, Shiel, of Andy versus the Giants in 07. O.C. Umenyiora is killing Winston Justice. John Madden sees it announcing the game. We're all like, what is Andy doing? He didn't do anything different. Shiel, it's like he was that guy again. He was the I'm not going to do anything different guy.
When you said it reminded you, Joe, I thought you were going in a different direction.
Oh. Tampa.
I thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's another one, yeah.
I thought you were going to those games, the last game at the Vet. Yeah. I was in the stands the next season at the Link against Carolina, where you say, is this team ready? This team is favored in a big spot, in a big game. Are they going to come through? And they didn't come through. And listen, he's won three Super Bowls, I understand. But I think, you know, I don't think Eagles fans were thinking about that during the game. I think maybe now and in the weeks ahead when they look at the other side of it, they might say, we recognize what happened to the Chiefs in that game because we felt it, 23 years ago.
Oh, my God, did we. Shiel, we addressed earlier, you know, with you here, team greatness in the salary cap era. I want to talk specific defense greatness. And you might not be ready to kind of off the cuff this one, but maybe this will take some research from you. I've got four defenses this century prior to this that I thought were the four best in whatever order. Ravens of 2000 and Seahawks of last century, which went on for about 4 or 5 years. I thought they were the two best. And then the Bucs of 02 and the Broncos of 2015, I thought were 3 and 4 in some order. I feel confident the Eagles are top five this century. I'm curious, where would you rank them? I mean, is this the third best defense? Is second, fourth? Like, where are they? I don't think they're 2000 Ravens, but where are they?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's actually a good project for me that maybe we revisit here in the weeks ahead, because I would really have to dig into where I think they rank compared to those teams.
They're very high, though,
those
right,
Ravens Jill? Ravens had an incredible high. Edge.
No, I understand. I think the Ravens are one and Seattle's two, but the Eagles
Wasn't
are...
Isn't McCrary coming off the edge for those
I
Ravens?
I think so.
Yeah.
This was an incredible defense. We do the film. We've done this for 8 years now where I watch the film during the week and then we talk about it every week. And this was like a joy for me to watch this defense all season long. The way they played on the back end with their coverage and rookies coming in. I mean, they tested Quinyon Mitchell, or they wanted to test him early in this game, and they had no opportunity to do that. Cooper DeJean, the interception, the way the front played, the linebackers coming out of nowhere, just so well coached and playing together. And, you know, all those defenses you mentioned, we can talk about scheme and system and coordinators. All of them play with a violence and a physicality where you know in some of these games that that offense doesn't have a chance because you're going to be all over them from snap one to snap 60 or whatever it is. And you saw that in this game, and that's the way they played every single week. I mean, they were so consistent after the first month of the season. I thought they were the best defense in the NFL, no doubt, this season. And to do it again on that stage, when you're Vic Fangio and you've been in the league for 30 years and you don't have a Super Bowl, and now you get 2 weeks to scheme it up against Mahomes and Andy Reid, and you mentioned it, you made them look like one of the worst offenses in the entire NFL. That is an all-time performance that will go down in Eagles history and will go down in NFL history.
Shiel, I'm not ready to wrap this season up with you, my man. I'm not giving any season thanks to anybody this week because I want to talk to everybody next week after the parade. But I'll say great job so far, and we'll talk to you next week and enjoy the parade, man. And yeah, dig into that defense thing. I'd be really interested if you do some research where you think they rank because I think they deserve that type of consideration. I think they're in that group.
Sounds good. Let's revisit that next time. And great talking to you guys as always. Everybody have fun at the parade, and we'll talk to you. Talk to you soon.
You got it, Shiel. Shiel Kapati. Boy, he does good work for the Ringer and for us.
I had the misfortune of having to play against a couple of those defenses.
Yeah, I mean, they were legit.
The 2000 Ravens,
you know.
The 2002.
In the Super Bowl, yeah, exactly.
The 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Man.
I'll just say this.
This defense, this group was so, they're a bunch of babies, comparatively speaking. Like, when I think of those
meaning
teams.
Meaning young?
Yes.
Well, I know.
Those were antiquated. Those were veteran defenses that we're talking about. You got old heads across the board. I played against these guys. They're old. This team, this Eagles defense, they're mere babes. Every single one of them. If they got a couple years under their
except
belt,
except for Slay.
Heads. Slay is
Slay
BJ.
BJ. Slay BJ. right, exactly right. All right, 215-592-9494. I do hope this defense gets that credit both this week and for years to come. I think they deserve it. We'll try to figure out on our own accord where we think they rank, but they're up there somewhere.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.